From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Well, we'll have to see whether that economic stimulus package actually helps out the housing market. The latest news about the market is not good. New figures show that existing home sales tumbled last month. John Dimsdale is here now from Marketplace. And John, how bad are those numbers?
Well, they fell more than 2% in December alone, and it means that for all of 2007, sales of existing homes fell 13%, and that's the worst performance in 25 years. The median price nationally dropped 1.4%, and this may be the first time that prices have fallen, home prices, for a full year since the Depression. The sales declines were widespread in all regions of the country. The Northeast saw the biggest slowdown at 4.6%. 2% drops in the West and the Midwest. There's one sign of a faint light at the end of the tunnel. The inventory of homes for sale dropped more than 7%. That means that there's now about 9.5 months' supply of homes on the market. This inventory is finally beginning to come down slowly. The experts have been saying that before the housing industry can recover, it has to work down that inventory to around a 5 or 6 month supply. At this rate, it's going to be the end of the year before we get down to those numbers.
Okay, so this is obviously bad news for anyone who wants to sell their home, but what about for people who want to go out and buy one?
That's right. Cheaper homes are definitely a big benefit for first-time buyers, people just getting into the market. But most home buyers are trading up and have to sell the home they're in. So price declines cut both ways. There's another factor here. We've been talking about the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates to head off a stock market collapse. Those cuts are already beginning to spark some mortgage activity. Freddie Mac, the big government-sponsored mortgage underwriter, says a 30-year fixed mortgage dropped to the lowest level in 4 years, with an average under 5.5%. A 15-year fixed loan is averaging this week at 4.95%. We're seeing some dramatic drops just in the past week. And as a result, there's more and more refinancing going on. Lenders are beginning to get in touch with their customers to see if they want to refinance an existing mortgage that might be, you know, running 6% or more. Now refinancings, you know, don't necessarily stimulate sales of existing new homes, but over the long term, cheaper mortgages should help generate some buying and selling of homes.
So you just mentioned Freddie Mac. There is some news about Freddie Mac in this new economic stimulus package out of Washington. Tell us more.
That's right. There's serious talk of raising the loan limits of government-backed mortgages. Currently, the cap is just over $400,000. Now, that's not even a median-priced home in many markets these days. So Congress is considering a rescue package that would allow these government-sponsored mortgage underwriters like Fannie and Freddie and FHA to beef up their offerings.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.